Rapunzel, retold by Melissa Blackwell Burke, illustrated by Shelley Brandt. Once upon a time, there was a couple who longed to have a child. Years passed with only the two of them. At last, it seemed that their wish would come true. The wife would soon have a child. Before the baby was born, the wife liked to sit by a window. It looked out on a grand garden filled with beautiful flowers and plants. The garden was a wonder, but no one dared to enter it. It belonged to a witch who surrounded it with a high wall. One day, the wife caught sight of a bed of Rapunzel. The herb looked so green and fresh. The wife knew at once that she must have some of it. Day after day, she could think of nothing else. She grew pale from wishing for the herb. "Whatever is the matter?" the husband asked. "I must eat some Rapunzel from that garden," the wife answered. "If I do not, I will die." The husband loved his wife very much. He felt he must find a way to get her some Rapunzel. The husband climbed over the wall and into the garden. Quickly, he grabbed as much Rapunzel as he could carry. He scrambled back over the wall and into the house. His wife was delighted with the Rapunzel. She immediately made a salad of the herb and gobbled it up. The Rapunzel tasted so delicious that she begged for more. Once again, the husband made his way into the garden. He reached out his hand to gather up the herb. Suddenly, the witch was upon him.
"Thief!" she cried. "How dare you steal from my garden? You will pay dearly for this."
The man was very frightened. "It is for my wife, who will soon have our child," he said. "She sees your Rapunzel from our window. She has the greatest longing for it. I feared that without the Rapunzel she would die." At his words, the witch grew calm.
"Very well," she said. "You may take all the Rapunzel you need, but there is a price. You must give me your child."
The man did not know what to do. Finally, he decided that he had no choice but to agree. The minute the child was born, the witch appeared. She named the baby girl Rapunzel and took her away. The witch had never before cared for anyone, but she loved Rapunzel deeply. Rapunzel grew into a beautiful child. Her eyes sparkled and her cheeks glowed. Her long golden hair fell in lovely waves. Years passed, and the witch feared Rapunzel would someday leave her, so she decided to lock Rapunzel away from the world. She took her to a tower deep in the forest. The tower had no door and only a single window at the very top. For years, Rapunzel lived alone in the tower. The witch visited each day. She would stand below the window and call out,
"Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair."
The girl would unpin her long, lovely braids and wind them around the window hook. Then she would let them tumble to the ground. The witch would then climb up the braids to the window. For hours each day, while she was alone, Rapunzel sang to the forest birds. One day, a prince rode through the forest. He stopped when he heard singing. It was the sweetest yet saddest voice he had ever heard. The prince wanted to see who was singing. He circled the tower but found no way in. At last he gave up and rode back to his palace. The prince kept thinking about the beautiful voice. He returned to the forest day after day to find out who was singing. One day, the prince caught sight of the witch. He stayed behind a tree and listened.
"Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair," the witch called.
Now the prince knew what he needed to do. The prince went back the next evening. He stood under the window and called out,
"Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair."
and Rapunzel's hair came tumbling down. The prince climbed up and stepped into the tower. At first, Rapunzel was quite afraid. She had never seen a man before. But the prince was very kind. The two of them talked for hours and fell deeply in love. They were married in the tower that very night. The prince came to visit every evening after that. The witch came only in the day. She knew nothing of the prince's visits. Then, one day, Rapunzel told the witch, "I am going to have a child." "I locked you away from all the world," the witch cried, "but still you have betrayed me." She grabbed Rapunzel's braids and a pair of scissors. With a great clip, the witch lopped off Rapunzel's hair. Then she sent Rapunzel to live alone in the wilderness. That night, the prince came to see Rapunzel as always. He called out, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair." The braids fell down the side of the tower, as always. The prince climbed up, but when he got to the top, the witch was waiting.
"So you have come to see your darling?" cackled the witch. "Well, she has lost you forever, and now you are lost too."
The witch let go of the braids, and the prince fell from the tower. He landed in a bed of thorny brambles, which blinded him. Blind and broken-hearted, the prince stumbled through the forest for a year. One day, by chance, he came upon the wild place where Rapunzel was living. There, the prince heard a voice singing. It sounded to him both beautiful and dear, and he rushed toward it. When Rapunzel saw the prince, she swept him into her arms, weeping. Her tears fell into his eyes. At once, the prince's eyesight returned to him. The prince gazed at Rapunzel, and just beyond her, he saw their two children. In the wilderness, Rapunzel had given birth to twins, a boy and a girl. The prince hugged his children. Then he and Rapunzel joyfully carried them out of the wilderness and back to the prince's kingdom. And there they lived happily ever after.